This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today I'm raising funds with Raising Cane's and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Sip, did you enjoy another evening of NBA last night? Because I told you, tell you what,
you told
me and Bill yesterday
to not
text you, but you texted me like at 7 o'clock during the game.
Bill,
so
you can't get mad at me.
Something happened here.
He asked
I did not
me.
Text. I was out.
This is idle chit chat.
Yes.
While I'm doing this.
He asked me, and the answer is unequivocally yes. I watched it. I watched the entire second half. It was a very good game. The Pistons beat the Knicks. The Pistons won a playoff game for the first time since 2008.
That's significant.
Yeah, the Pistons are I mean,
17 years of
Bill, nothing. I try to sell you. Cade Cunningham could have played and starred in any era. Cade Cunningham. Do you know who Cade Cunningham
is? I do not.
Oh, God.
I do not.
He was the first pick overall in, hold on. He was the first pick overall in 2021. So
from
Oklahoma State.
For God's sake, Bill. Okay, now I'm going to give you a run of first picks, first overalls. Just education right off the bat, okay?
Yeah.
Trying to educate you guys a little bit. There's been a good run of first picks leading up to 2023. So in 2020, it was Anthony Edwards, first overall.
Good pick. Minnesota.
Worked out.
Yes. Panned out well.
He's a dude. He's a dude. He'd be a serious dude in any era. In 2021, it was Cade Cunningham. Serious. I mean, Bill, if you haven't watched him, but he's really good.
Don't watch any Pistons ball.
He's really good. They went from 14 wins to a playoff team, and I think they won 44.
44.
Yeah. 2022, it was Paolo Banchero, who is in, like, I don't know, he's like 6'11", 270, and he's an incredible player. And then 2023, it was Wemby. So there's been a good run of number ones. And then this year, it was wasn't that bad. I think he was a Frenchman named...
His name already.
I got it. I think
but
I
you're right. It's been
Rosacher. It's like Rosache or Rosache.
Who's he play for?
The Hawks. He averaged 13 a game. Okay. He was fine, but it wasn't like those other guys. Anyway, then the late game... The Clippers won to even the series. Clippers beat Denver and Denver.
105-102.
Thank
LA.
You.
Yeah.
And Kawhi, you know Kawhi, right?
Yes.
Leonard had 39. There you go. That's the update. Yeah, I won't.
I have to give you about a minute for your update.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'd like a little more details to it if we could.
Stop. I won't miss these games.
He gave some draft pick up, some stuff from the last number one picks in the draft.
I was sort of hoping you guys weren't watching the Pistons-Knicks game because it was a little ugly.
I caught a little bit of it.
Did you?
I caught some of that, yes.
It was
I would have been probably late second quarter, maybe.
It's pretty ugly.
I caught some. Yeah, that's when I caught.
Pretty ugly, but it was still the Garden.
Yeah.
You know, and the Garden's packed, and it got loud late. The Knicks made a nice run. Pistons held them off. Great. I mean, it was a great win for the Pistons organization because I thought, oh, they're just going to blow this. They're a young team. They can't close. They closed, so it was good. You know, young teams, it's hard to close those games out.
NBA Corner, Steve Sipple.
Damn it.
I know you watch it. You care about it.
You've got the NBA, and you've got the media challenge on Saturday.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
But he's going to be busy.
Poking the bear, aren't you?
He's got the media challenge. It's on the docket. Saw it last night. Media challenge. Look for Steve Sipple on Saturday to pack the house.
He's picking scabs.
He is.
Come on.
This morning, Bill walked in and asked me about the Dolphins.
The Dolphins?
The funny thing was, Jake, when are the Dolphins draft? 13th. They have no chance. GM's an idiot.
I did say that.
5-12 at best.
That's what he said.
He yelled at me.
But April 22nd, put it on the record. Miami Dolphins 5-12 this year. I have no faith in them. Their GM is incompetent. The team is going nowhere fast. They've made so many mistakes in the offseason about not signing guys. Their best player retired on the team, Teron Armstead. It's a sinking ship. It's going nowhere fast.
What do you get at 13?
They need a lot of stuff. They need an offensive lineman. They need a cornerback. They need probably a defensive lineman. Any of those three. Three glaring holes in the team.
I wonder what you get at 13. We haven't looked into this.
Kelvin Banks is a popular pick.
There's probably been some good players taken at 13th. They've done pretty well, probably in the Hall of Fame.
You'd think you get somebody good there.
They have probably the most picks I've ever seen the franchise have because they trade all these picks away for Jalen Ramsey over the years and Tyreek Hill. Now they have like 10 or 12 picks this year.
What's Tyreek Hill's situation?
He's still not happy. He's still there. I think they should probably trade him, get something out of him because he's got to be on a 5-12 team and lose interest halfway through the season.
Remember when that was a big deal? They got Tyreek Hill.
Big deal.
Now it's just he wants to leave.
They went for it all, and they didn't even win a playoff game. They built up. They got Ramsey. They got Tyreek Hill. They got all these guys, and they got nothing out of it. No division title. No playoff win. Just another lost decade of Miami Dolphins football.
And the confusion whether they got the first down or not in Buffalo.
Right.
Jeez, don't do this. Don't get me started on that. You mean the vaping scandal?
I think it may have been the same night, same game.
That's
when
correct.
Your coach was on
a couple
the
years ago.
When he was on the sideline vaping.
Yeah.
That was a good look. that reminded me of Shula.
At that point, I had faith in him. That faith is gone at this point.
I know you did, and I appreciated that.
So
I did
look forward to 5-12. Can't wait for the fall in the NFL.
We have the draft is why we're talking about this. The draft comes up on Thursday,
Friday, and Saturday. 3 days of draft from Green Bay, Wisconsin this year.
Yeah, sounds really cool.
Yeah, we'll start talking about that more.
Tomorrow, Thursday.
Yeah. Like, who's number one overall? Is that Cam Ward?
It's the word. The word on the street.
It's been that way for a couple months. I don't think there'll be anything besides that.
Bill, you were always big on Ward.
I was. I really liked him.
You did.
He's very calm. He's a very calm player.
He started at Washington. I don't know if he started at Washington.
Incarnate Ward.
Okay, first.
God. So he went.
He from Incarnate Ward to likely the number one overall pick.
Number one overall.
Now, isn't that informative a little bit that he started at Incarnate Word, a guy like that? So he slipped through the cracks, is what you're telling me, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, he did. I mean, there's no other real way to say that. He slipped through the cracks. Guys do. He slipped through the cracks.
It does happen.
Yeah. Well, if he would have stayed at Incarnate Word, I wonder what would have happened to him. Would he have risen to the point where he's a number one pick?
Well, just think of the last couple of quarterbacks that have been the hottest names in the portal of both came from where? Washington State. Think about that.
John Mattier goes to Oklahoma.
He was the number one portal quarterback probably out there.
That's Farley. Farley's out there. Okay, Mattier. Yeah. Mattier was the really.
Yeah, he played incredible at Washington State last year.
What's up with that? Washington State.
The Cougs. Where things
it's
go
the
through.
Palouse.
Palouse.
Do they have a
the Palouse?
Is it the same OC recruiting those guys?
I don't even know that whole factor. I know the OC went to Oklahoma and then with Mattier, and then they got Ott. Is that his name? The running back from Cal.
Yeah, Jaden Ott. Yes, correct.
So We all know. Did I send you guys that? There was a little clip. Did I send you the clip on the new GM at Cal?
No.
At Ron Rivera. Yeah, we just talked about how he's driving the.
You said that.
I'm driving the car.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera.
I'm driving the car.
Yes.
Great. That's great, Ron. That's great.
Yeah, we just got three texts from different people, which is, I swear, it's different people that they're curious. Any talk about the NHL playoffs? I haven't watched any at all.
No, I'm open to it.
I feel really bad about this. I didn't watch the end of it, but I did watch quite a bit of the Golden Knights. Two nights ago.
That's your team.
That's my team.
Why would you have feel a jersey? Bad?
I decided that I didn't talk about it. Yeah,
don't feel bad.
I was watching that, so I do. Right now, I focus more on the Knights. That's where my focus is at.
You can do that, and I'm all. I like the NHL playoffs. It's just a time thing.
You want to see great effort. Watch the NHL playoffs.
Those are awesome.
No, hold on. We're not going to do this. I'm not going to. You see it in the NBA playoffs.
Timeout. Okay. I'm done with the NBA fight with you. I never said they didn't. Never said okay. it. All I simply said was, watch the NHL playoffs.
He was praising the NHL for a second. I took it all wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I took it all wrong.
You need to just step back a little bit.
Shuddy.
He's trying to.
I was being defensive.
Defending his shield.
Hey, man, you guys should watch the NHL playoffs. They're awesome. I barely heard it. Yeah, goes the NBA.
But the NBA's better.
Didn't say it. Didn't say they were. Did I ever say it was better than the NBA? No. Did not say that.
I took it wrong.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Guilty.
If I was a judge, the number of times that I would shuddy you as a lawyer would be incredible. The number of times you'd have to, Mr. Sipple, approach the bench, please.
Oh, yes.
Shuddy.
Just enough. Right. Enough.
We could watch the NHL. Yeah. I would do it. Just a time. It becomes a little bit of a time thing. It's hard to watch it all, right?
It's hard to watch it all.
Well, I'm looking. It's easy. ESPN, ESPN2.
It's on.
It's not difficult finding the channel. ESPN2 for all these games.
Yeah, not hard to find. No, I know that.
There's four games today, including one at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
And you want to talk about a crowd? A crazy crowd?
NBA, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
We tried.
Hey, Bill's
Golden Knights are up 1-0, by the way, in the Wild. And they'll play tonight against the Wild at 10 o'clock, Bill. ESPN, 10 o'clock tonight.
So what we're establishing here, it's really a good time of year. It is. It's a very good time of year. I'd watch the NHL, and I have watched it when it gets a little deeper, when it gets deeper into it. I've watched it. So this is a great time of year. It is.
NHL is same as the NBA as far as it's over sometime around the end of June.
It's good.
It's a long time.
I'm glad.
Another pundit said it very clearly. It's really not the playoffs. It's just the second season.
Oh, come on. It's the
playoffs. It is. It's like the second season. There's a whole other season.
That's fine. If you want to frame it that way, I guess. I'm not pushing back.
The time of it. Two months of playoffs.
I got to be careful right now.
2 months of playoffs. Yeah.
But it's seven game. These are seven game series. It's cool. The Knicks Pistons are even at one. It's going to be a great series already. And the other series I'm really interested in is Minnesota. I don't know why I call them Minneapolis. They're not Minneapolis. It's Minnesota and L.A. I would think you're interested in it from a standpoint of a longtime Lakers fan.
I have interest.
And it's Luka and LeBron. I'm not a Lakers fan. I'm actively cheering against Golden State. That's the only team I'm cheering against. But I don't want to get into that.
I don't have the audio, but do you guys see the video conference with Nico, the GM of the Mavs yesterday. It was very odd and uncomfortable, as you would assume. He said at one point he didn't realize how important Luka was to the fan base, as he apparently was. I don't know how you wouldn't know that. I don't know how you can come out and say that as the man in charge of the team saying, I didn't realize how important this guy was to the fan base. Really? Yeah. You were in the finals last year because of him. How many jerseys do you see across the arena that are 77 for Luka? Probably a ton.
That is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard.
The one thing he really seems to think I cover the Mavericks daily. No, he just seems likable. One thing about him does not seem unlikable.
No, he's likable.
Everything about him, you just see him, it's like, look at this big guy.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Look at what he's doing out there. Yeah. Right. Look at him out there.
He's scoring 39.
94. Yeah, look at him. Yeah.
Doesn't get off the ground barely. He's glued to the floor, but he scores 39.
I don't know how you could
Yeah,
tell me that people didn't like him or you didn't know. How popular. I know, but for him to say he didn't realize how popular he was, that is the most deaf thing I've ever heard from a GM.
Nico is in a spot. Think about his life. Think about his life. Jerry Jones should thank him because he's taken a lot of heat off Jerry Jones. He has. Jerry Jones should thank him because in Dallas, Nico, I hate to use the word hate, but I think he's hated. And it'd be hard to maneuver around town, I think.
Oh, 100. I don't think he's just whipped into Starbucks and people are like, hey.
Nope.
I'm serious.
He's not. Now, what? And I think he has kids. If you have kids and a wife, what do you do?
And this has to work out because if it fails miserably, that you're just tagged to that failure.
Forever. That's it. Yeah, it's sort of an interesting story.
Did you guys see Jerry Jones in Landman?
No. No, I know.
Oh, in the TV show?
Yeah.
On Prime? I did not watch it.
Oh, it's incredible. His scene's incredible in there.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is.
Do you and Laura watch that?
There's some things to it that we've not gotten delved all the way into it. Mm-hmm. But I've kind of got turned on to it, so I watch it in short parts. And it's
interesting.
Tommy Lee Jones, is not Tommy Lee Jones. No, it's who is the one that was married to Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, the main actor in the
film. Oh, that's
not Tommy Lee Jones at all.
No, it's not Tommy Lee Jones.
No, at all.
I know what you're talking about. Bobby, not Billy. Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. Is yes. ridiculous.
Billy Bob Thornton. This.
And then all of a sudden, it's just Google. You'll get the scene with Jerry Jones. And it's remarkable.
All right. It's probably on TikTok.
Rolls in his 80s and just does it and jumps into a popular series. And kills it. That doesn't happen often.
No. He's amazing. That's some serious idle chit-chat right there.
Yes.
Thank you.
One last thing before we move on. People are still asking about the situation with Spotify. We're not on Spotify.
We're still
not on Spotify. I don't know when we will come back on Spotify.
All
I know is that we are available in every other podcast form besides Spotify. So if you can find other ways to find us, either watch us,
Twitch.
Watch a replay of YouTube or Facebook, where you can rewatch the show if you want to. If you want to listen to it this way, also you can. Also, Apple Podcasts. There's many ways.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To access the podcast of the show, we hope
what
Spotify
did we do,
will have
Jake,
us back.
To get ourselves in this pickle?
There's some music issues from the past, playing music too long.
Ouch.
Which, that's our bad. We apologize. Spotify. Won't do it again. However, I don't,
so we've
I don't
know. We've been chastised. We've been cast off.
We are sensitive. Currently not on Spotify. I hope that we return soon. I don't know the date we come back, but the show is obviously still on the air, and it's still being podcast. It's just not on Spotify for the time being. So,
will this
that's the update.
Will this affect the media challenge on Saturday at all? No Spotify.
I'm going to say no. I don't think so. And I don't know what the media challenge is. I just know I'm 58.
If it's an obstacle course, would you get involved?
No,
Steve?
I'm not. I'm 58, Bill. You know,
you have that barnyard cat-like agility.
No, I really don't. And I've got various injuries right now, so I'm not doing anything. 58 years old. I was too old at 38, and now I'm 58. So do that, all that math in your head. That's 20 years ago I was too old.
I did it. Yeah. I did the math.
We're too old for this. This is, I would tell Keith Mann, God bless you, Keith Mann, is the,
is he the one organized the media challenge?
Yes.
Is it Nebraska sports media, yeah. Keith and his team against the, against the pundits that cover Nebraska?
I don't think so. I mean, that'd be fun, but isn't this a young man? This is like for Jake. This is for Swim. This is for the young TV guys, right?
I won't be there.
The 20-something TV guys.
I would love to see a tug of war.
Something like that would be great.
A tug of war would be incredible.
Yeah, and I'll watch it from the fence. It'll be fun.
You'll be the anchor of tug of war, though.
No, Jake, I won't be the anchor.
The rope wrapped around your waist. The rope please, around your waist. Please, if I can see that.
No, I won't be the anchor because I won't be on. I won't be a participant. I'll be the writer. How about that?
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours from Newton's Lawn Care. So yes, we finally have a schedule of what's going to happen.
Jake, could you read it?
This weekend at Memorial Stadium. I will read this for
what
you.
What time frame? That it
one p.m. is when the action begins, but not with, it will not be Nebraska's football team. It will be a flag football, women's flag football.
Okay.
Between Midland and the UNL All-Stars will kick things off at 1.
Okay.
1 p.m.
Then what happens at 2?
Uh-oh, I lost my thing.
I got it. Okay. Big Red kickoff.
I got it here, yeah.
Yeah, the specialist competition. So there'll be specialist competitions.
Okay.
There you go.
Some snapping, some holding, some kicking.
Yeah,
some
whatever they do.
Yeah.
Then go ahead.
Then they'll scrimmage the first quarter, and then after that they'll have a strongest man competition. Strongest man.
That's the team.
I wonder what that's going to entail.
I agree. What is that?
Keith, we need to ask Keith building, that.
Are they lifting those big boulders like they're on the world's strongest man?
Yeah, I wonder if they're doing the big boulders or are they? Yeah, I want to see what cool events they have. Are they flipping tires?
Yeah, throw something over a bar.
Yeah, thank you. Mm. That'd be great.
Those strongest man competitions are super cool.
What if they have to pull a semi? if you roll in there and they have to and they're pulling a semi. That would be incredible.
Or a tractor.
Tractor would be very
pull
good.
On the field.
Hey, they do that. They pull
they
a
do.
Semi.
They pull a semi.
They get some like big guy from Germany.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's pulling a semi. Okay, I don't know if they'll do that. Quarterback shootout.
Okay, so the scrimmage is in the second quarter. Then they'll have the quarterback shootout, whatever that is.
It's a shootout.
Followed by halftime with John Cook roping roundup at halftime. John Cook making an appearance.
Will there be farm animals? on the field.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
He's roping.
Now, if he's roping, that would be those would be calves.
Yes.
Calves, right?
Correct.
That, am I wrong?
No, that's what it should be. Right.
Yeah.
Then goats get involved at some point in time. So
I'm sorry?
Goats get involved. I believe goats are roped, too.
you're right.
Yeah. So there could be livestock.
Livestock. That'd be
on the field.
Livestock
at Memorial Stadium.
I'm all for it.
It'd be nice if in the end they had an auctioneer and they auctioned off the livestock. Like you're at a sale barn.
All for it.
That'd be this. Because the sale barn feeling is something that's special. You ever been to a sale barn, Jake?
No.
Oh, a sale barn.
I don't believe
so. You go to a small town sale barn, they always have an incredible lunch. They have a little cafe in there. Oh,
this thing could last till 9 p.m.
It could be.
They go for a long time.
What if some of the calves get out or running around the stadium? Who's the calf? Keith, man, who is the calf security?
We need to know.
Okay.
So then you'll have the third quarter of the scrimmage, followed by Husker Hands, which is an agility and skill showdown.
This will be about 7 p.m. That will start.
It feels like.
Showdown.
And then prior to the fourth quarter, of course, as Bill has mentioned in Zip, the media challenge will happen.
We don't have any idea what that is. No, we just know it's a media challenge.
You think that Matt Rhule might call you out and bring you onto the field, possibly?
He won't do that. I mean, if there's pay involved, yes. Scrimmage at fourth quarter.
What would it take financially for you to get involved?
A hundo? They'll do that.
$100,000.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, the 100 that you would do.
It's 100.
100K, yeah. Probably.
I'm not doing
it. I was going to pay the 100. I was going to pay that.
No. I'm not doing it for under 100. I'm not doing it. I mean, that's it. Nobody's paying 100 grand. Fastest man would be interesting, right? That's sort of interesting.
That would be.
I'm interested in that. Who's the fastest guy on the team if that's what they're doing? You know, that's sort of scary. Would you do that? Would you line up guys and say, you know, keep your hamstrings intact, right, here, boys, but you're rolling. would you? I don't know if I'd do that or not.
Is there heats?
As a head coach, I don't know.
Is there heats, you think, in that event?
I don't know. That'll start at 8:30.
the lights will be on.
The lights
at
will
this
be
point.
On. You'll
enjoy. And then we'll
bring out some Easter candy you had left over.
And then we'll wrap up with the Wingstop Wing Eating Challenge to end the spring, the Husker games.
Yep. There you go.
Is that going to be like, so you get, what is it, a minute to eat as many wings as you can? Or how is that?
I would think at least five.
I will say this. That is probably of all the events that I would veer away from and not watch. I can't watch an eating contest. I can't watch a hot dog eating contest. All those things, it freaks me out.
It's a little bit.
Yeah, so I kind of stay away from that one.
A little bit. And there is a rummage sale too.
Yeah. When is the rummage sale?
I see that
sale?
On here.
I'm gonna say no. Well, it's not on there.
Okay.
But you have to buy a ticket.
I believe so. Yes. And that is Saturday.
Yes.
Now that would be
the morning event.
That would be it's in the morning. That would be very interesting to me.
I heard who said this to me? Someone through the grapevine told me that to tour the new facility, there it's like a purchase a ticket, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's limited. You can't. Yes, there's a limited amount. Sure. That would also be something if I were a fan, I would look into, is touring that facility. I've seen.
Is there a family pass, Keith? Man, what if you get a family pass?
I don't know. That facility is worth seeing. I haven't seen all of it. I've seen a lot of it, but it's amazing. And then that's about it. Saturday is going to be Saturday. And I'm just keeping an open mind. I'm kind of strangely optimistic about it, you know, like it's not as bad as I thought it might look. I am interested in the fastest man, oddly, and then there'll be some scrimmaging, and maybe, I don't know.
Again, of the third and fourth string guys and beyond, right?
Yes, unless there's maybe, a late change.
A potential second string guy.
Yeah.
Potentially.
You might see some of that.
But it'll be Will Compton versus Jay Former, apparently, is coaching this game.
Okay. Yeah, so are they the head coaches of...
That's the confusion. What are they the head coaches of? Are they the head coaches of the flag football game beforehand? Are they coaches of the scrimmage game? It has them listed here, like Compton versus Former, but what?
Just keep an open mind.
Are they coaching the Husker games of the actual scrimmage or not?
I think you got to sort of divorce yourself from the past here and not think of it as...
It's just that they're, like I said, their names
they're
are
featured.
On it
what are they doing?
As head coaches.
Yeah.
And there was some past players going. Farley told us yesterday that he was going to the game. He's going to be on.
He thought he'd be playing at some point.
He thought he'd be playing.
He said he thought he would be in like some sort of flag football game or dart two-hand touch. I don't see that on the rundown here.
No, I don't think it's on there.
So there's been some confusion, which we've known ahead of time that there's been confusion. There is something listed here. We have an idea of what this will look like on Saturday, but does Farley still get involved in playing football some capacity?
And Sipple has made a call that he feels it'll end sometime after 9.
schedule suggests that the wing eating contest will start after dark. I'll be done writing by that point, I hope. So yeah,
now where will you be located? Will you be in the?
That's a good question. I don't know if this is a press box.
Press box
situation.
Deal? Are you milling around?
I think you might be milling. Yeah. I don't think you sit in a press box and watch.
Will everyone be there?
Yeah, no. Everyone meaning all the media?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it'll be covered like a traditional spring game. The question I have in my mind is: this a one-off? Are we going back to spring games next year, or is this a one-off?
Yeah.
Now, some of that will be determined by how well it goes. I mean, if there's 24,000 people over there and they enjoy it, maybe it won't be a one-off. I don't anticipate 24,000 people over there. I could be wrong. I don't want
to... Has your number changed at all from last week to now with this being out?
With this being out? No, not really.
This will help a little bit, I believe. Walk me through what you feel the numbers are right now, Steve, on the roster currently today.
On the roster?
Yeah, on the roster. 100 and what? Like, what do you
130.
Think 130. Mm-hmm. So next year at this time, you're going to be somewhere probably at 70 or 80.
Oh, yeah.
That will determine what's going on.
Yeah.
Because that's what the number is going to be.
Could you do it?
If the 105 holds true,
mm-hmm. which
and
it will.
You're going to have, I know you have to be at that number at a certain time, which I can't define that for you right now, but when you have 105 and you're going to have attrition, and then some guys are going to add in semester, but maybe not 70s, not though. But the chance of the roster being somewhere in the 90s instead of at 130, that makes a big difference.
Could you still have a spring game?
So that's what I'm saying. I think that will factor more into anything that there is.
Anything.
It's going to be.
Could you do it?
The numbers that are going to be. And also, when you say that, someone's going to freak out. Like, how can this happen? Well, it happens at 98% of the other schools. That's the kind of numbers that they're at right now.
You can have a spring game.
What's that?
Yeah. At 90 players.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. I mean, I guarantee you right now that Colorado's total roster is probably somewhere in the 70s to 80s.
They had a spring game.
And they had a spring game. But that will determine some of it. That will be part of the
good answer.
You're never going to see 130 on the roster in spring again. That's just that number's not going to be there again.
I wonder if in college football in general, what with these numbers being down for these type of events, that if there's people to just say, we're going back to having a spring game, like Michigan did, like Ohio State did, like Colorado did, like Nebraska used to do. Would the teams that opted to not just say, we better do it?
There's a chance. I mean, I'm curious the crowd that we have over there on Saturday.
If there's 40,000 people and they enjoy it? I don't see that, but I don't see
40,000. It's a big what if.
Mm-hmm. I'm keeping an open mind. I'm going to see. This schedule is fine. I mean, it's fine with me. I honestly, we're joking about it, but it's fine. I want to see it play out a little bit. I kind of wish the Stars were just playing two series.
Yes, I think that would help out in terms of interest a lot more.
Yeah, just to see the quarterback out there and just go at it a little bit. I don't know if that would. I think it would help.
You'll probably see him in the quarterback shootout, though. Of course, he'll be participating at some point.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
He won't sit that out.
I don't want to. I don't want to damn it too much until I see it. Am I skeptical? Of course, I'm skeptical, but I'm skeptical about everything. So.
The NBA playoffs, you're not.
No.
No, you're pretty positive about those.
I'm not really scared. But I've been watching those since I was a kid, and they've always been good. They've always delivered, and they are delivering. There's a lot of storylines.
Let's get back to it, yes. Let's get back to it.
John asked a good question. So this all came out yesterday, and I still didn't see a push for ticket sales for it. He says, have you seen any advertising for the spring games ticket prices? I haven't.
No,
I have not either.
They put out the schedule, and it didn't say buy tickets here or here's the link. It didn't say any of that. So I don't. There's still not really a push to, hey, come watch this.
Yeah.
It's baffling.
Maybe that's today. Maybe that's today. It's, yeah.
Because in the past, when it was a traditional spring game for what, maybe the last 20 years, you'd say, Steve, there was a pretty big push, and there'd be an announcement of there's been 22,000 tickets sold.
Absolutely. You know, when
it's always been a big deal.
When it got really big was 2004. That's when it really swung. When Bill Callahan came here and there was a huge crowd. And then
across the country kind of became a deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you'd say, 20 years ago or so.
But there was always an announcement of like tickets pre-sold. What was
going
on.
We're not hearing that.
Yeah. Nothing.
No,
because people would call in and buy like 20 tickets at a time for their whole family or their neighborhood or whatever.
It was $10.
They were like $5 to $10.
$5, $10,
whatever it was. So it'd be, give me 10 tickets.
This is change, guys. This is change, and change isn't...
How do we do with change?
I don't do well with change.
I don't think any of us do well with change.
I don't like anything change.
I think we're 3 for 3, not good with change.
Yeah, not good with
change. Well, I mean, it's okay to say certain things like this. Nebraska once had the premier spring game in the country, okay?
Correct.
Okay, it did. And now there's not one, or there at least... It's suspended. You know, they've suspended it for maybe. Maybe they never go back to it. But I would say that at one point, Nebraska.
Time out, real quick. What? Did you go over this at Schumacher's in your head yesterday or 2 days ago?
No. Was there clarity?
The
epiphany was I was out there on the phone and it hit me that Nebraska used to have the best of both worlds in terms of
walk on program and talent.
They were like Ohio State with a walk-on program.
And with the number one elite spring game.
And with the number one elite spring game. So, things have... I don't know. You always thought it would continue back then, and it just didn't. And now we're talking about this. A wing-eating contest.
At 9 p.m., likely.
9 p.m.
When we come back, a trade of sorts in college football. We'll discuss this next in an early break on the ticket.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.